This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. The nation celebrates its 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Republic Day parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Kartavya Path receiving salute during a ceremonial march past. President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableau from various states, union territories, central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The tableaus will exhibit a unique mix of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. The tri-services tableau would represent collective strength, unity and integration of the Indian Army, Indian Navy and Indian Air Force. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts including Rafale, Su-30, C-295, MiG-29, Apache, among others. To honor their contributions in nation and society building, 2,500 artists will present cultural performances. With Anupam Mishra from Kartavya Path, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has extended greetings to citizens in India and abroad on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. In a social media post, the Vice President said that the day celebrates India as a vibrant republic founded on the timeless ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended best wishes to countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the occasion renews energy and enthusiasm in the citizens of the nation to build a developed nation. The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for the year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. Actors Dharmendra and Mammootty, Supreme Court Judge K.T. Thomas, politician V.S. Achyutanandan, singer Alka Yagnik and cricketer Rohit Sharma are prominent among them. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees include former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari and Kallipatti Ramaswamy Palaniswamy from Tamil Nadu. Other awardees include Nori Dattatreyudu, Vijay Amrit Raj, SKM Melanandan from Tamil Nadu, Shatavdhani R. Ganesh, banker Uday Kotak and Vellapalli Natation. Piyush Pandey, V.K. Malhotra and Shibu Soren have been awarded the Padma Bhushan posthumously. President Draupadi Murmu approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashok Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. The President has also approved 301 military decorations for the armed forces and other personnel. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the upcoming discussions of two leaders with Prime Minister Narendra Modi would herald a new chapter in India-European Union relations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.